Hopefully it doesn't happen this time. All right. I think it should be good now.
I blame Trendy.
Yeah, right after Trendy came in, but what after? Oh, my gosh, this space. All right, you guys can hear me? All right, great. That's good. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Twitter today. It's like out all the time. But yeah, so far the platform been going really smooth. We had like some small bugs, you could say, like you had a limit on the wallet. I don't know. Some people got like 800 NFT on the wallet. I'm like, what? 800 to 1000 NFT on the wallet. So we had a limit. So that's like one of the issues that came in. Yeah. Oh, so that means Trendy, you do. That's funny. I'm like, what? I think I have like maybe close to 200, but like 1,000. Damn. Yeah, I see like a couple. Oh, I see a red gang. Two red gang actually on the raffle. I think someone put a red gang, and they don't have like outprice the ticket, so I don't know.
Yeah, they want to make money.
So let's see.
There's also a chicken. I think the chicken holder was reasonable. I think he's gonna sell out.
Yeah. Well, like the big red gang one, oof. That's a big ask. Well, I don't know if you saw like someone post alone with Chris about like that Joe, just Joe me, but like that was funny one. That was like the first loan on the platform. That was interesting. But yeah, I don't know if you guys have, before we start, I don't know. If you guys have...
Joe came out with a furred collection. I was not aware of this.
Oh no, the Joe collection has nothing to do with Joe. It's just I know like Timmy took a Joe picture and just placed it on a bunch of pictures. So that's basically a Joe collection for you.
Oh no, I'm familiar with Joe collection, but this looks like it's you know, there was Joe's one, Joe's two, and now it seems there's Joe's three.
Yes.
Yeah, I did not know about that. How much do these go for? Because there's a lot. No?
Not a lot at all. So that's what I was like, what's going on there? Who's doing the meme?
It's on the launch pad. Oh, it's still minting?
Yes, yeah, still minting. I think one thing we're gonna have to do, you won't be able to put a raffle alone if the collection is not minted out or something like that.
Oh really? Wait, let me understand this. So you can get a 3,000 stars loan if you put your Joe as collateral?
No, someone have to lend it to you. I don't think anybody will want to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because so I thought it was available. Okay, so how does that work then? I think, you know, I thought that was like what loans are available.
Oh, no, there's not a loan that are available. So basically the way it worked, so when you have an NFT, any NFT on Stargaze, you can go on a platform, request a loan. So basically you collateralize your NFTs. And when you do, anybody who's looking at the platform can see the loan request, and anybody can either accept the loan or make an offer. If they don't like your term, they can make an offer with an interest and an amount that's better for them. And you can accept the offer or not. But when you fund a loan, you automatically send the money or the crypto to the person, and the NFTs left the person wallet to a escrow contract. And when the person pay back the loan, they get the NFT back. But
okay,
yeah, if they don't pay back, you keep the NFT. And one way I'm trying to like make that fair for like lender, if it's with the Infinity pool. So the next few days, we're going to add like a sell now button where if someone default, you can quickly sell it in the open market for like a quick profit. Because I do believe, let's say a bad kid, for example, someone get a loan for like 10 or 50K stars, they don't pay it back. You can quickly sell that for like 150,000 stars. So something like that to keep in mind. So, and also one thing we'll be doing, we have a prop in our DAO to kind of like have like, I think 100,000 stars we'll have available to, you could say market making, but not really, to kind of like help small projects. So if you're a small project and you have an Infinity pool set up, anybody from your collection will be able to like request a loan and stuff like that. But we will have some term. Maybe the loan have to be 10% or 20% of the Infinity pool sell now price. So just in case you don't just like do some funny business there. But yeah, stuff like that. Kind of make it like more user friendly for everybody. Yeah, so it's going pretty good right now. I'm excited.
Nice, nice. I'm looking at what's this? This is the one I'm looking at. Yeah, okay, cool. I love the platform. I think the raffles is working really good. Okay, Trendy has the questions. Oh, I see a bad kids. Where? Oh no, wait. No. Sorry.
Oh my gosh,
it was loading. The image was loading, right? And I read bad kids, but it's actually a bag kids. Oh. Yeah, a shitty, you know, the riv that people made.
Wait, on the raffle?
Yeah, on the raffle.
You know? Oh, bad kids.
Yeah, right? I was confused. I know, they got me. Thank God the image loaded. Trendy, go ahead. You know what? You might want to do that though. When I think about it, you might want to, because somebody could, you might have like verified contracts or something like that, right? Like verified collections.
We're working on that. We're going to have like a verified badge.
Yeah. Because, you know, I almost put in 15 stars into that bag, kids.
Almost got right?
I wouldn't even mint it for 15 stars. I wouldn't even mint it for 15. So go ahead, Trendy.
Yeah, my question was like, how exactly does the process work for the raffle? Like, what is the mechanism that has to happen for the raffle to actually take place? Like, let's just say that there was something for 2,500 stars per ticket, 20 tickets. If only one ticket sells, does that execute that raffle still, or do all 20 have to sell within the time that they've given?
So as of right now, as long as one raffle gets sold, everything, the motion starts. So if one person, if there's only one ticket sold, that one person will get your raffle. You'll get your NFTs as of right now. But one of our devs just shipped the smart contract. So now we will be able to have like a minimum amount of ticket that need to be sold before the raffle kick in. So you can do the math and kind of like use, based on the floor price, you could be like I need 100 tickets to be sold before the raffle starts. So you get your, if that doesn't happen, you get your money back and something like that. But as of right now, if you create a raffle, only one ticket gets sold or like half gets sold, the raffle start. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so does the platform cover the rest of that the money, I guess you would say?
For what?
So like if only 10 tickets sold, that would be only half of what their ask was. So do they potentially lose out on those other 10 tickets being sold, or does the platform cover those other 10 tickets and the platform has the potential to win that NFT and then it goes towards like the vault for the platform or something?
So as of right now, no, because if we were to do it that way, that has a potential of us getting play, because someone could have like a terrible NFT and be like, you know what I mean, and just put it out there. But as of right now, so if you put up a raffle, and let's say, for example, let's look at this Red Bull 1502. They have a raffle for 20 tickets, and each ticket costs $2,500. So if they sold on, if one ticket was purchased, the raffle start. So, but if they don't sell out, that one person will win the ticket. Or if there's two people, one of them will win the ticket. So that's how it works as of right now. Well, in the next 1 or 2 weeks, we should fix that in a sense where you can have a minimum ticket to be sold before the raffle starts.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cool thing about the raffle system, we're using Noise. I don't know if you guys know anything about Noise. So they're like a chain, a separate chain. All they do is providing randomness to anything. So we're using them in a sense. So it's pretty cool. So it's, you don't have to trust us providing the randomness. It's actually random. You know what I mean? So that's just great. And also, one of devs was ship on like 3 more feature that I wanted to talk about too. Yeah, we just launched and like what is in the next step of shipping new features. So that's that's pretty cool. So let me go on the GitHub to check it out again. Yeah, so one thing is we're gonna have, it's the Get It raffle. So for example, if you have a collection or a DAO on Stargaze, right? You can create a raffle where only the wallet that own your NFT, the NFT you specify, can enter the raffle. Let's say right now you're in the Red Game DAO, you can create a raffle just for Red Game DAO member. Yeah, so that's like one more cool feature we're working on. So we also, let me see the other one that is just shipped, I think yesterday, or not this morning actually. So we're gonna have a way to have multiple raffle winners. So if you can create a raffle with, let's say, 200 Red Game, and anybody, and you can set a limit on a minimum amount of tickets that need to be sold, but after the raffle is over, you can have 200 people winning a NFT at random. So that's another cool thing we're adding. Yeah, there's other thing we're adding also. So that would be really, really amazing. Yeah, I don't know if I'm talking.
Yeah, I like it. It sounds like you're definitely leaning into the community aspect, which is important. So I definitely like to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know you use the platform. I don't know if you use it. Do you have anything? That we were missing.
I mean, I feel there's more features than most of the standard raffle platforms that, you know, already exist. So the fact I saw Colbert create one with another shitty NFT he didn't want. So he put like a bull with something else. So right? Yeah. He's getting rid of his junk, man.
Yeah.
So what's the other NFT? I saw what's the name?
I don't know, man. Probably one of those bag kids. Yeah.
It was a D-Lord, because I looked at it. I was like, what is this that he's packing with it? Some sort of virus?
What is D-Lord? Yeah, that looks like a rug, man. You don't want that.
Yeah, derivative.
And the funny thing is the look of the bad kids, and you look at the D-Lord at the same time, you're like, what? If you look at the eyes, it's funny.
Yeah, that's a really ugly NFT. Okay, what I wanted to ask for features is do you think it would be possible? I mean, it's not up to you, I guess, but some sort of push notification system to Discords, right? Because I know we have that on Polygon where, you know, as soon as a raffle is created with the collection you're interested in, like for us, it would be like all Red Gang stuff. It automatically is pushed to, you know, a raffles channel in our Discord. So then people are aware that there's a raffle that has been created. They can check it out. Kind of like a listing or sales bot, right?
Yeah, we're working on that. Most likely we'll be live, let's say, maybe 1 week or two. But as of right now, we have like a list of things we want to add in the next, let's say, days and in a week. Or like right now, we want to, let me just read the list of things we have. We have the Discord bot. Basically what you mentioned, we want to integrate Stuggy's name. We also want to add like more information on a raffle and NFT. So when you look at the NFT card, you'll be able to see the floor price, the NFT rarity, the floor price, the value of the NFT, kind of like, you know, like with the floor, with the button that Stuggy's just add on the platform, the sale now. So we want to add that also on the NFT card. So you have a lot of more information. And as for the Discord bot, that's also will be on the work next week. So since we launched one now, I give like everybody a little break for this weekend. So we start working like everything on Monday. But most of these things should be live, not even a month, maybe a couple of days.
Yeah. Nice. Looks cool. Yeah, that'll be fun. My other question, I guess, you know, for the functionality, I think it works great. Or like it's very functional and I think it looks nice. You know, I have nothing to say here. I would, I guess for me, my only advice would be more integrations. So what that means is, one, this Discord thing that I mentioned to you, maybe Twitter maybe Twitter would be cool, some sort of auto Twitter posting, maybe an auto Telegram posting, just so people are, you know, raising the awareness, right? And I think the most important one, and you probably have this in the works, is you need like a page on Stargaze. If they could, you know, they put those shitty, and I have a bad kid, so I'm allowed to say this, but they put like claim your, you know, your airdrop, your bad kid airdrop on top of the Stargaze page, which, you know, is great for bad kids, right? To have that reminder, but that doesn't, like, you know, that's not for the whole ecosystem. But what about like, you know, Stargaze raffles are now live powered by Atlas DAO on top of the banner, then people are going to be like, oh shit, you guys have raffles now? That's cool, right? So if you can ask them to push that on the main website, like that would be, because usually that's how I see the, you know, the bad kids claim airdrop things is they have like a little mini banner up top. So raising awareness at this point is, I think, your number one priority, because to me, the, you know, the site looks good, works well. So nothing else to add here.
Oh, all right. So I'm gonna reach out to the team, so I get team just after this. Like, yeah, so yeah, that's a good idea, and I think it should not be hard to get that done unless there's something I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they pushed out the unicorn airdrop, right, Trendy? The you know, the unicorn one, I think that was on the banner as well. I'm like, come on. I got another question for you as well. You know, you have a mint coming up. I don't know when that's coming up exactly, but can you share a little bit more info about, you know, some of the fees that you guys are collecting from the raffles and how that comes back to those NFTs?
Yeah, so as of right now, so the way it works, so the NFT would be kind of like a DAO in general. And the platform, every aspect of the platform will be governed by that NFT collection, by like creating a DAO on DAO. And as of right now, the fee structure in the platform, you pay 10 stars for every time you create a raffle, 10 stars for every time you create a loan. There's no fee involved in like lending or like participating in a raffle. So that's like anybody can participate. I think the only fee there is like the network fee that Stargaze chain. And also the other fee, we have a 10% tax on raffle and 10% tax on NF on the loan interest paid on the platform. And as of right now, the way it looks like it's going to be, we're either going to have all the fee go back to the Atlas DAO, and instead of splitting the fee with the development team and the platform, we might just do it on a budget basis where like the core contributor go in the DAO, request a fund for 3 months and get it that way. Or the other way would be to automatically send the fee to the DAO where like half go to the DAO and half go to the core team. So we still wanna make a vote and discuss it with our older on the NFT launch. But as of right now, all the fee goes to the core team sub DAO. Yeah, so let me see. As of right now, I think for the first day, let me see how much fee did we raise for the first day. Yeah, I think maybe like close to, let me do the math with my phone. Give me 2 seconds. For the first day.
I mean, you know, it's the first day. As long as you're getting more adoption, maybe you can incentivize some of the raffles. Maybe one idea could be, like you mentioned earlier, you put like an NFT and then you put it, you know, you put the raffle price way under the floor price. So people kind of absolutely should be participating in the raffle because it's just, you know, more advantageous. Or I guess somebody could buy all the tickets. Is that a thing?
We can buy all the tickets if you want.
Okay, so somebody's going to game it then.
Which is not bad for you, you know. I mean, like, if you want to sell your NFT quick, that's another way to do it. You know, I mean, maybe there's nobody's mining at the floor price on Stargaze Marketplace. You want to go that way, but let's see. Yeah, so that's basically it for the most part. But there's other thing we're working on to add. So the goal is to the same way that Stargaze build the platform, it's kind of like listen to the community and like listen to the advice and add these on the platform. Because something I mentioned that we are adding, or like from the testnet phase we add, and some people ask this feature, we added them to the roadmap. So yeah, so if you're listening, if there's anything you want us to add, so join our Discord. We have a channel just for that, and we'll add it to the next thing to build on the platform. And one thing I forgot to add. So right now the platform, I would say it's bare bone. So there's some page that's not live yet. So if you go on the home page, you see we have like on the right side, we have one spot that's blur. So that spot will have general information about the platform, kind of like the top NFT by volume, the top lender that will be on the bottom. And also there's two pages we haven't added. So we plan on having like a treasury page. You'll be able to see all the treasury in our DAO. We also have, what's the other page? Let me check again. The next page will be, okay, my Wi-Fi is acting up.
The next idea though, because you have people who love to see themselves on lists. So having like the top vendors list or the top lenders, not vendors, but top lenders list, that's going to really incentivize people to try to get up there and be on that list.
And also one thing with the top lender. Oh yeah, I forgot the next page. We're gonna have like a rewards page, like to like incentivize people for like doing certain aspect of the app. So for example, we get points for paying off your loan on time. You get points for participating in a raffle, or you get points for purchasing ticket for NFT on the trending page on the homepage or the trending raffle. what's the other thing that you do on the platform that we want to that benefit the platform? You get points and stuff like that. And we want to use it in a way where this point we'll be able to redeem for like maybe a merch or like or NFTs or actual token or like conferences and stuff. So I don't know, those things like that we want to add in a sense where like it's a full circle of like if you contribute to the app and make it better, you benefit in a sense. And also what I have in mind, the top lender. So let's say you're the top 10, 20. I want you, if you're top lender on the platform, to have access, direct access to a team and like providing you with other things that you may need and kind of like providing with merge points and other things, because you're directly benefit of a project and you want like to be there for you in any way that we can, in a sense. So yeah. And oh my God, I'm saying too much alpha. Maybe I should keep some stuff and not saying everything. So let's just keep it out. I mean, like if I just say everything anyway, I want to have stuff to say afterwards in Willis. But like, I want this thing. I've been working on this for, let me say, like maybe like two, three months, four months maybe. But yeah, so there's a lot of things in the work. We have a decent amount of contributor. If you go on Discord, you have some good contributor on the project. And also the NFT that we're launching will kind of like set the tone of like will be able to keep building and adding all this new feature, because part of the fun will be going to like keep on building this platform in a transparent way too. So and yeah, and also with the NFTs that we are launching, you'll be able to get like a discount on the fees. So when it's 10%, the goal is you don't have to stake the NFTs. There's no need to stake. Just by holding on the platform, on your wallet, you'll be able to get like the fee, half of the fee wave on the platform. And with the NFT in a whole, my vision is you don't have to stick the NFT to participate in most of the things we are doing, but the NFT holder will directly benefit from, like, I won't say revenue, but you know what I mean. I won't say that now. Before, maybe after the collection launch, I might talk about the revenue aspect. Last thing I want to be like, to be known for, like, oh my God, right. This guy is selling a security, no security. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
were you ever thinking about like there being a potential point where for max holders, let's say you're holding like 20 of them or 30 of these NFTs, like then you get free fees? Like, is that ever something?
Oh, I didn't expect that, but that's actually something that we can add. Yeah. let me add that in the notes.
Yeah, yeah. You, right?
Yeah, let me add that in my note. I already have a note right here. Oh yeah, something like that. And the way it should work is that, you know, I don't know if we do it that way, do you think the NFT should be staked, or should it be liquid? What do you think?
I'll let Zerker chime in. Personally, I feel like stake would probably be the way to go if it was my call. But maybe Zerker has a different thought on it.
Yeah, what do you think, Zerk?
I'm not sure. I like. I don't know. Staking is tricky, right? Because then it. I know you guys kind of accommodated us for the bulls, right? You took a snapshot on DAODAO as well, from my understanding.
Yeah.
But some projects don't do that, and then that's why I feel like I don't know if you know. I just feel like when it's all open and it's in the person's wallet, then it's easier for other external projects to kind of interact with that community. But I guess if we raise awareness on DAODAO, then staked should be good. But sometimes, you know, just for that alone, right? Just the fact that you have to take two snapshots. Yeah, I know it's like unrelated a little bit, but I feel like in that sense, I'd rather have the liquid ones. But if you guys are doing the staking regardless, then let's go with staking, right?
Gotcha. No, because actually Stargaze, I don't know if you saw that in the studio, they have a snapshot tool now where you can take the snapshot, include the DAOs, the NFT being staked in the DAO. That's the way I took the snapshot. So it should be pretty easy now.
And nice. Straightforward.
Yeah, so just one snapshot. No need of like doing two snapshots now. But yeah, so that's some of the thing we're working on. And also, if you go on a platform, let's say you're a degen, like maybe what I'm gonna have to become now. if you use a platform and you take a lot of profit and stuff, but you don't wanna leave, you wanna sell everything right away. We also integrated a skip element on the platform when you click on the get stars on top of the menu, and on mobile, it's on the bottom of the menu. When you click on it, you should be able to sell your stars or like onboard into stars from anywhere, from any chain, ETH, Polygon, anywhere, and just go from that chain to stars token. You can even use the CCIP from Chainlink to move your USDC, and after that, sell it into stars. But yeah, and also working to add like a MPC signing, so you should be able to use a platform with an email, and other things too. So those are a few things, a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, I want to get that in the next few days and weeks. So the next few weeks will look like adding all of these, and after these are pretty stable, and the next stage will be to add those new pages that I talk about, like the reward system, the analytic page, the governance page, and also like a better profile page with social feature that we'll share more on the future. So yeah, so I'm also grateful for like the people on the team too, like in the working on the smart contract side, they're really dope. I'm like, there's that one guy, yo, we're doing this with this. And, like, not even a week, he already shipped some of the things that I mentioned, and like, the token gated. Because that's of right now, for a raffle, you have to wait the full time to determine the randomness and get the winner of the raffle. So if you could raffle one night 7 days and you sold out in 1 second, you would have to wait the 7 days to receive, not to receive your money, but like to determine the winner and stuff. So that's already fixed. We just need to push a prop on Stargaze on mainnet to get all of this done. But before that, we're doing more testing before we push it on mainnet.
Nice. Yeah, it makes me think another feature maybe should be you have to sell a minimum of a certain amount of tickets, right?
I mentioned that early on, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Yeah, that's already shipped. You just gotta push it to Stargaze mainnet. So that will work. So when you are about to create a raffle, you can you'd be like, I want 100 ticket to be sold, or like 1,000 ticket to be sold before the raffle start. And if that limit is not reached, I think the money is returned back to all the ticket holder and stuff like that, and you can start over again and stuff. So it's safe. So it's not like you lose your NFT for like a fraction of the price. that might be happening now, but like maybe like for a few weeks. But I wanted to get the platform out there first. Like, it's just because I don't want to wait anymore. I've been waiting too long. But yeah. Do you guys have any other feedback? I don't know. And like other way we can like push this platform everywhere, and kind of like get more people on it, and the goal is to make like more community center platform too. I wanna collaborate with anybody. It's not like, I don't care what project you are, I don't care who you are, in the sense, I just wanted this to be community project, and anybody have a say, and have fun, too. I haven't had fun in a while, so it's gonna be my the most fun I will ever have in a long time. Hey, what's that picture days? Yeah, I can hear you.
Have you reached out to Leap Wallet yet to see if they would run something like a giveaway or something with you, or they could probably tell if somebody has used the mobile site or Leap's wallet to, I don't know if you have the integration yet, but.
The Leap notification? You're talking about the notification?
No, just them, like you doing the raffling or loaning through Leap's wallet. Through the browser, they could tell if you used it through there, and maybe y'all could do something where if you go that route, there's some sort of giveaway just to kind of get a little banner on the Leap wallet as well, just to redirect people to check it out.
Oh, true. Okay, let me add that in the note. I'm gonna reach out to Leap. All right, that's a good one. Leap,
that's good. If you know, again. Talking about integrations, right, within the Stargaze website would be really cool, like the banner, but within the Leap wallet, within the wallet would be cool. Any outreach you can do in making it easier for people to see these raffles, that's what I think is needed right now, because they run really well already. So, like I said, it's more about the marketing than about the technical of it, because it's definitely a working product, and congratulations to you for delivering something that you know, I think every NFT chain has raffles. Like it's almost a bread and butter for certain people to be trading their NFTs using raffles. So it was missed on Stargaze, and you guys delivered it. So congrats and kudos.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what's ahead. Yeah, I'm excited. You don't know, man, I'm excited. It's like one of the big dreams of mine to build something. Like, not, I wasn't thinking about something like that when I started, but like to build something that's meaningful. I don't know if it's meaningful for other people, but for me it is. But yeah. I don't know, picture days try to come up, but I don't know why it's not working. Yes, that's you talking, right? Picture day. For some reason, your profile still show as a listener, but I can't hear you.
I don't hear them. Do you hear them, Trendy?
No, oh, I don't. Oh, it says so, listener on my screen, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, picture days, you might have to leave and come back because the other people can't hear you. But it's been happening the whole day. Oh my god. Let's see.
Trendy, you minting those kitties?
Yeah, I got my one. Oh, I got my one. Sorry, my daughter found a whistle. Yeah, I got mine.
I'm gonna try to get public, man. I'm probably gonna get wrecked. Just 7 minutes.
Didn't we get like 50 whitelist? Did you not win, or did you not enter?
Yeah, I got one, but I want more.
True, fair. I got you now.
Yeah, so again, congrats. I think it is a meaningful dApp. I think people are going to be use it, right? As long as you get the use up. How you can market it a little more. This, yeah, if somebody does drop a bad kid, that would be pretty good marketing.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm wishing out to people, please put a bad kid on, please.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, if there isn't any, if you put in the limit, right, like the minimum sold, I don't know, at least this amount of tickets, I would put, you know, a bad kid in it. But right now it's a little bit of a gamble, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Maybe the loan is not a gamble because maybe for the raffle it is.
Yeah, but I feel like the raffles are going to be, I don't know, I feel like they're going to be more used initially. And they're just more fun. The loans are kind of, they're cool, but I know I never really used them. I know some of the degens used to loan money back in the day. but I think they made a little bit of money on it, you know. Again, this was on other chains, but
Yeah, I just don't find it as entertaining as the raffles. You know, you could raffle pretty much anything this way, right? Like, it doesn't even... You could... Fuck it, you could put a watch, you know? Real-world assets. There we go, on Stargaze.
And also, one thing we do is, like, you can do token raffle, too. We haven't had that. That's possible on the smart contract side. We haven't had that in the UI. So you could do a token and an NFT combined. So you can make even more enticing, you could say.
Hey, Atlas, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, bro.
Okay, I think this Twitter only works on the phone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say I've been hearing about Atlas for the last few days, but I've been really busy. So two questions. Can you give me a quick summary of what is launched on AtlasDAO.zone, and then what can I do to get a splash? I heard someone talk about putting a bad kid up for raffle. I might be willing to do that.
Oh, I would say for the raffle, maybe wait a little bit for the raffle one. Since it's a bad kid,
let's get it going. Let's get it going. It's okay. Friday.
Okay, that's good with me too. So for why now? What you can do on the platform, you can do a raffle. We can raffle your NFT. So you can go create a raffle, set the term. So you can set the amount of ticket for each raffle. So for example, the bad kids one. Now let me look at the floor price for bad kids. It's 149,000 stars. So you could set the raffle for, let's say 100 stars. If you want to do, you can do even small 10 stars. But you have 1,409 ticket. So you will need 149 ticket to be sold to break even in a sense. But you can also do 100 price per ticket, but 149. Wait, am I doing the math wrong? Or something like that. You know
what? You gotta add a zero.
Yeah, a zero. Yeah, a zero. Yeah, you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
So I need 1,000. I gotta put a limit of 1,000 at 150 stars.
You don't need to put a limit. I'm just asking because right now we don't have that set where you can be like put the amount of ticket you want and it's gonna determine how many tickets you need to sell to break even. So I just wanna like
okay
do the math for you, but you can do the setup. However you like. So you can put a ticket for 10 and be like, I want 10,000 tickets or something like that. So it all depends on what
you want. Let's just ask. I don't want to hijack your thing, so I don't know what you're talking about, but I...
No, you can go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. So the people on this call, if you were going to list a bad kid, what would you put the raffle price ticket at? And I'll do it.
So I would put it at 5 stars, 2 tickets. And just let me know when you put that up. I'll buy them up real quick.
Okay. Interesting.
you gotta break even. I guess 50 stars, and then you divide the floor by the amount of tickets you need. So it's tricky, right? There's you kinda have to allude to the degen that is going to say to himself, oh, for 50 stars, I can get this 150,000 stars NFT, right?
I wonder if, like, what if I put it at 1,000?
Yeah, then, you know, I feel like that to me would be too much of a gamble, right? Like that, I'm going to be like, you know, it doesn't feel like a lottery anymore. It feels like I can do something with 1,000 stars. I don't know. I guess,
well, for sure, but you're going to be
psychology, right?
Of it. The economics, supply and demand, et cetera, there's going to be less raffle tickets bought at 1,000 stars.
Yep. Eventually. Yep. Trendy, what do you think? What would you buy?
I think I would wait till Jacob patches the update so you could put a limit on it, because Jacob is going to rug the site the second you put it up, and he's going to let it go past the timer. And he's going to buy the only ticket. No, I'd probably keep it under 1,000. I think like a maybe even a middle, like a 750 or something like that. I see both sides. I'm not your average stargaze buyer though. So I think maybe the lower the better, especially when you see things moving on Stargaze. Is generally the cheap degen plays, like the things usually over 1,000 stars, around 1,000 stars, move a lot slower. But to your point, the possibility of getting a bad kid, I'd buy a ticket. I don't know if I'd buy two. I'd buy one for sure.
Well, what about like 500, for example? Like, how that's like, that's only a handful of dollars. I can't do the math right now for some reason. You know, if you had a chance, if I saw a raffle ticket, I mean, this is how it kind of works in the real life, right? Like, mm-hmm. You go to a sporting event or whatever, it's you buy raffle tickets. Raffle tickets are like $5 or whatever,
right? They're $5. They're not that expensive. Is my point.
Right. So what's $5 in stars?
What is it, like 550 stars, 500 stars? I forget what the shoot. I don't know anymore. The price fluctuates so much. I'm still stuck at like stars being like a hundredth of a penny.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm willing to do it. Is there any reason I wouldn't do it other than just I could get wrecked?
Yeah, so not selling out the tickets, right? But you should market it real hard if you do put it up, and maybe ask for a Stargaze retweet and all those things. And
yeah, and I'll retweet also from here and get more people to retweet. So $5 is 143 stars.
Well, I will definitely retweet. I'll just say that, you know, I'm barely shilling my own project because I've had a really rough few days, but you know, busy week. But if you guys are ready to go, I'm ready to go.
All right. That was the first one. That's all right. I'm excited right now. Oh yeah, let's do it.
Well, I mean, it just seems like it's really cool.
So I guess the first Bad Kids raffle will go to Picture Days. Let's go. Live on the space too.
All right. Well, I'll go on mute and I'll think about what I'll put it at.
All right. When you do, let us know. It's crazy. Live on the space. Oh my gosh. All right.
I need a Picture Days now. This guy's a Chad.
Yeah. I need to become. Oh my god! I know.
I got a Mike Tyson one.
Yo, funny thing was like during the test net, all we were testing on was like with Picture Days. So like, with like a bunch of picture day to testing.
Hey, yo, there's still a few cats left. 92% trendy. You got one? Some more?
No, I need to go grab my laptop.
I'm gonna. Oh, you guys are minting.
Too late. Yeah, too.
We're always minting. It's too late.
Minted out.
Oh shit!
There was some time. There's 2 minutes, I think. Yeah. So yeah. Chicken dinner.
Did you pull anything good? My first one, I got the little Turtle Squad sunglasses that match my wolf. So I'm pretty pretty stoked about that.
I like the one that I pulled. Yeah, it's nice. Jacob, I gotta go. I'll write a thread about Atlas DAO tonight. Thanks for answering all the questions and sharing a little bit of alpha. Appreciate it, and congrats again on creating this platform. I think it's going to be super important. You know what, I might even say in my thread that Stargaze needs to put this somewhere on their website, because it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out to them too. But yeah, thank you for the feedback too, man. I'll definitely be adding this into the work.
Nice, thanks again. Bye-bye, gang.
See you. Trendy, do you want to wait, like, let's see, after like Picture Days mention if he really did it? So it's kind of like, I'm waiting.
Well, hold on. So I'm clicking through the raffle maker and I see a ticket supply.
Yes. Yeah,
so I actually can cap the amount of tickets.
you can cap it, but you should leave it like close to unlimited as much as you can. So as much ticket.
You mean like put like a million ticket supply or something?
No, we have a limit. So I think the limit is 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can even do that too.
If how many tickets can someone purchase in one transaction?
As of right now, last time I checked, I think 100 or even more than that. But I have to double check.
100?
Yeah, I think you can buy the whole ticket. I don't know if the transaction will handle it. So when you buy a ticket, you can click on how 10% of the supply, 50, 60, or even 100 of the remaining supply. So we didn't test like the max yet, but that's something I could check out. But it should be maybe close to 100 or even more.
Okay.
Or we should just let Picture Day try to break it right here live.
But I would say, like, for the ticket, put as much as possible you can, you know.
And would you? What do you think? I'm thinking like a 24-hour raffle.
Oh no, do it more than that. More than that. You gotta give people time, to chime in. You know, maybe even 5 days. It's maybe five days to 7 days. How do you think, Trendy?
I agree with that because I know you're trying to make a splash, but we're also trying to protect your pocket a little bit. And I'd let it go a little bit longer so you could generate as much hype behind it as possible. It also helps your brand's hype as well. You heard Zerk
is
going to go get one now, or going to go get one at Picture Day NFTs.
I'm definitely down to extend it a little bit, but I'm also like what I had found is people don't like to lock up capital for long periods of time. So, if I launched it right now and I did it for a week, there might be like no bids.
Oh no, I think what you misunderstand, like when someone buy a raffle, they lose that money is gone. So it's not like they can get.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Back. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Duh. I was thinking it was like an auction for a second there. All right. Disregard.
You're good.
So yeah, they're just losing. Got it. No.
Not all right, losing, they have the opportunity of winning a bad kid. So
no, for sure.
I mean, everybody's degening on shitcoin right now. It'd be the same thing. You're throwing some burger money at it and hoping that it shoots to the moon. And if you win it, it shot to the moon. If you didn't, it's like all the other ones that you bought.
That's crazy. Imagine winning a bad kid for 150 stars. Jeez. Oh, I'm gonna put one too. That's crazy. I can't wait to see who's going to be the the lucky one. Watch is someone who purchased like just one ticket.
That's the magic of the raffle.
It's like always that one guy with one ticket. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I mean, if the platform is brand new, it's not going to be. There's not going to be a lot of tickets purchased. You know. So yeah. It's just like it's possible that someone will get one for cheap.
Yeah.
Very, very possible.
All right. So when you do, I'm going to post it on with the.
What's this comment box? What can I put in this comment box?
Oh, yeah. So the comment box, you can add anything. It's like a description on let's say you're doing a raffle for fundraising. You can tap that in there and be like, I'm doing this raffle for fundraising. It's basically okay. Like some kind of description you could add on someone can see for the raffle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. All right, I'm just thinking of the price, and then I'll do this in a few minutes.
Oh, so okay. So good news. The verification badge is shipped. So we're about to ship that now live on the stream. But yeah, so making the platform safer for everybody. Let's see. All right, so let me send a.
Okay, what do you guys think about 200? 200 stars for the raffle ticket. This bad kid is not a bad one. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's just $6, right? Why do you think, Trendy?
I mean, I'd buy 10 of them right off the bat, and then I'd probably start selling some stuff to buy a couple more, so.
I mean, I'm putting a sick one out there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a rare... I don't know. I'm not familiar with what's hot in the bad kids. I'll tell you which number it is. 1 second.
All right, Trendy, we caught the first one live on the hair, man. That's crazy.
Okay, it's number 977.
Nice. That's it.
That's got to be a decent one.
Wait, you mean like the rarity or just like the number of the NFT?
The number, the token number. Oh, okay.
I'm going to check that one right now. Yo, Cryptonomium done crypto NFT second already. It's crazy. Trendy, what do you think about done crypto NFT?
He's a funny guy.
No, the NFT collection.
I know. That's why I purposely said what I said.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm looking at the collection right now, man. That thing is too funny. Oh my gosh. I can't see a better person to launch this collection than Don Clinton.
Stargaze needs a way for you to search token ID. That's a... Now I'm over here scrolling for 977.
No, they do. You can type in, there's a token ID box next to the sorting.
I see a trade. I don't think.
Top middle right.
Top middle right. I don't see it. Oh, token ID. What is the lowest to highest? You cannot just type the ID.
No, you just click in that box and type in 977. And you'll see the one I'm talking about. You guys don't have this token ID search box?
No.
No, I don't see it.
Okay, do you see where you can... If you're on the marketplace, I'm assuming you're on the marketplace.
Right. Yeah.
The sort by lowest price.
Yeah.
Like 3 inches to the left of that is token ID search box.
Hmm. Mine doesn't have it.
Huh. Yeah, I don't have it too.
Maybe it's like capped off by your screen size or something. I don't know.
Are you guys on a phone?
No, I'm on a...
I'm on my laptop.
That's weird.
I'm almost there, though.
Oh, you would.
It's like scroll, load, scroll.
Well, I'll just put a link to it in this Twitter chat, I guess.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Here we go.
That's better.
It hasn't loaded yet, but the rank is 4708, so it's right in the middle of the pack. Rank really doesn't mean anything with the collection. I think it's just what... Yeah, that's a good one. You rarely see that orange background, too. That's a solid one.
Ooh, that one has the cap.
Yeah, it's got the cap. I'd be happy if I won it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, who are we kidding? If it's any bad team, want it with like the airdrops and stuff like that they're getting.
Yeah, it's definitely not a rare one, but in my opinion, it checks a lot of boxes for what I look at. It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
It has a hat, which is interesting somewhat. And it's a boy, which I don't know. There's more boys in the space, so maybe that matters.
If you're a Bitcoin maxi, it's got that nice BTC orange.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing 200, and it's going to end in 48 hours.
Bro, how many tickets? Do you put it already?
What do you mean? What?
Did you launch it already? Or like...
No.
I'm saying how many tickets?
I put the supply at 100,000.
Oh, okay, that's good then. All right, cool.
I would still do it for at least 5 days. That's just me. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I was.
I'm not gonna say it again. You do what you want, but.
Yeah, do the 5 days. Yeah, at least 5 days.
Oh, man.
Because you kind of like put people on the hold. They're like, I want this to be over. Let me keep buying. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Let me keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
And also too, like, you have to take advantage of it too. Like look at it legitimate, like as a business marketing campaign. Like, you want to be able to have that circulate around as much as you can. So 5 days would be better than 2 days for it being on people's eyes.
Yeah, and you're the first one to do it too. So it's going to be like, Stargate's going to push it. I think a lot of people are going to push it.
Do I get the proceeds like right into my account?
Yeah.
Really?
So when the time is over, you click determine the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, the raffle will go back to your wallet. And after you click again to determine the winner and stuff. And we use Noise. So there's like a IBC transaction to Noise, go back to Stargaze, and a random wallet would be selected.
Okay.
If you go on the platform, you click on pass raffle. So that's how it's going to look like. You see, raffle winner.
So the platform doesn't automatically do it for you. You have to initiate the process.
You see it, yeah. So we work. Hopefully, we want to have a bot to do it. We're looking at a WAP. I don't know the name. WAP protocol. You know what I'm talking about, from Terra, but they're not on Stargaze yet. So we most likely either would have a bot, but it's not. The big deal, you know what I mean? Just like when the raffle is over, you want to claim your money, just go claim it, you know? So, and then it's done.
So what if somebody put a raffle up and you won it and that person passed away?
No. Anybody can click the claim. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be bad. You're done.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you'd understand. Like, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but yeah, anybody can do that. Yo, I can't believe we caught a bad kid, the first bad kid live. It's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm just going to do... is Wednesday at this time, is that a good time to finish?
Yeah, that's good. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's good. That's 5 days.
All right, and then I'm just going to maybe in my comment, since there's going to be a lot of people, since this is brand new, right, Atlas? Yeah.
You can put your project information there, people, to your Discord and stuff.
I was more just going to put like a one sentence explanation for what they're clicking on. You know, with your guidance. So like I might type, you know, 200 stars gets you a chance to win this bad kid. The auction ends. You know, I don't know.
No, because that's gonna show on the NFT card. So if you go back to the raffle, you'll be able to see the end time, the ticket, and the volume.
So will this be on that platform for all time?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would make it some sort of headstone type.
Oh, comment. That's what I mean now. Yeah.
Here lies the first bad kid raffled on Atlas Dell.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be a good time to... I feel like I should let you make the tweet, maybe.
No, no, you do it, and I will post, and I... Well, no, should I do it? What different trend is? Should I post it? Or
like... I would have Picture Day do it, because, yeah. Like, from a marketing standpoint, because then Stargaze is probably going to quote tweet or retweet Picture Days. Like, everybody just retweeting yours. Quoting yours, liking yours, I would say take advantages of most marketing you can out of it.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah, but you guys got, I don't know how the algo works, but.
Since we're going to quote tweet you, so you'll be fine. You know what I mean?
I'll even quote tweet it and I'll tell Stargaze, like I'll at Stargaze, we'll start atting Stargaze on it. Atting the bad kids.
Okay, so my comment so far is the first bad kid raffled off on Atlas DAO, period. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's good. What do you think, Trendy?
Yeah, or you could even say the first one on Stargaze Zone via Atlas DAO, like if you wanted to just encompass it all. It's really up to you. Take your claim to everything in one swoop.
You guys hear it first. The first bad kid on Atlas DAO. It's happening live on air.
Ooh. And do you think Stargaze will show you guys?
Yeah. They should.
I mean, they want this to succeed, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And also, I'm in a group chat with them, too. Yo, the Stargaze dev team, like the core team, they're amazing. Like, while we're doing all this, they help a lot. Like, coding, not coding, you could say, like, doing the work. We did the work, but it's kind of like help us setting up everything. Yo, they're really dope.
Hey, Jacob, I got to get off. Just want to say, appreciate you again, man. Picture Day, you're a legend. I'm glad I minted one of your PFPs. Got a young Mike Tyson. High rank, love it. Y'all have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, now I kind of hate what I wrote. I just said Picture Days is raffling the first ever bad kid on Atlas DAO. Big news for at Atlas DAO at Stargaze Zone.
I could say Stargaze first bad kid's raffle to Atlas DAO, something like that. Just make it like just a short sentence.
Okay, I hit submit.
Oh my gosh, all right. Holy day, I see it. Shit, I see it. Oh my gosh. I caught this live on here.
Will you mind making the first tweet that I could repost? Because I am not good at that. I don't think. I think you should do it.
All right.
So you can control the messaging you want for getting new people.
All right, let me see. Let me get something going.
The comment I went with, 200 stars get you a chance to win the first ever bad kid on Atlas DAO.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Picture Day is here to help get this party started. Like, I might add that in my retweet or whatever. Something that I noticed that you can't probably fix right now, which is not a problem whatsoever, but it shows my wallet address, but it doesn't show the star's name.
Oh, yeah. We haven't integrated the Stargaze name yet on the platform.
Yeah.
So that's something we're working on. Most likely, let's say maybe the next few days or maybe one or next few days or week, maybe like 1 or 2 weeks at most, that would be live.
Sounds good.
And also, if you have any feedback, like as you use the app, you can always DM me or ask me in Discord. The thing I want it to be as good as possible. So any feedback or if you come up with any error and stuff,
No, everything works so far.
I'll put out a tweet right now, anyway, I guess.
What happened?
But not a tweet as well.
Oh, yeah, do the tweet. Let me quote you. Anthony, I want to get... It's better to come from you because you get the most... Okay. Yeah, do it. Just quote tweet you. What's up, Brasco? We just caught live the first bad kid on the app, so you can go ahead and start playing with it. Oh, the first ticket got sold. Oh. Which is about to be really fun. You post it? Oh, not yet. All right. Oh, you post it. Wait, so let me quote tweet you.
Okay, I just made a post.
All right. Let's do it.
I think.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. I'm gonna post it right now. Well, I'm at my store. Thank you, bro, for putting this up. That's crazy. Let's see. All right, it just did. So let me just paste that in the Stargaze team chat so we can get it out there too.
Yeah, I should put it in like Discords and stuff.
Yeah, we'll put it.
So that winning odds box, is that going to update?
Will you say that again?
There's a winning odds percentage chance. How does that work?
Oh, so that's like each ticket is kind of like give you like a percentage of like, so if you have one ticket and you're the only person who had that ticket, I mean, your odd is 100%. So if someone else goes,
50. Got it.
Yeah, so you'd be going up and up that way.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, so, yes. Do you have any other question? If not, I'm going to end my space. I've got, like I say, 5 minutes.
I've got to go. This is fun. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and if you have any question, don't be, you can always hit me up. Yeah, so, y'all, this is insane. Oh my gosh, the first bad kid is live, guys. So go check it out. Let me just pin it up top. And I go have fun. It's only go help picture days. This is the first one on the platform. So show support. Yeah, it's only 200 stars, so it's not much. So yeah, so let's show strong support for the bad kid. Let's go.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Thank you.
Appreciate you all, so let's go.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting nodders. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity.
landed. You got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.